In New York, as rescue crews searched for victims in the wreckage of the World Trade Center, wireless technicians brought in special equipment to try to detect signals from buried phones and pagers. The technology they used is similar to what eventually will be incorporated into wireless services nationwide, so police or paramedics can automatically get information about where people who call from cell phones are located. Rollout of these services was supposed to start October 1st, but there have been delays, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
By late afternoon, September 12th, a team from the wireless phone industry was on the scene of the World Trade Center wreckage. Michael Amorosa is with True Position, a wireless location technology company.
We took our signal collection systems and placed them strategically right near where the attack occurred in an effort to identify radio signals from phones in order to try to locate the people that potentially were in that crash site.
He says they picked up 1,600 signals. There's no information available on whether that led to any recoveries. For future emergencies, the wireless companies are supposed to provide equipment that can locate people who call 911 from their cell phones.
We're ready.
John Melcher is deputy director of the 911 dispatch system in Houston, Texas.
We've actually been ready for some years now. We started our upgrade program for all of our public safety answering points back in 1994, and we've been working on the equipment as well as the network infrastructure for the last 6 years.
But that's not enough. According to Federal Communications Commission rules, the fact that Houston's ready should trigger wireless companies there to start rolling out the service. Companies can incorporate the technology either in their network of antennas or in the phones consumers buy. But industry representatives say neither technology is ready. Jeffrey Nelson is with Verizon, which should be offering upgraded phones come October. It won't be.
The bottom line for us is that we can't yet get them in any kind of quantity to offer them to our customers.
Nelson says the phones will be in stores by December instead. All six major wireless carriers, plus a couple dozen smaller ones, have asked the FCC to extend their deadlines, at least in part. The agency may have no choice but agree. Woody Glover is with the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials. He's anxious for the service to start.
For the last 20 years, we've been getting good addresses on 911 calls from all of the wireline base, and now we're starting to lose that quality. We're getting many agencies now 40 to 50% of their call volume is wireless 911, and they're not getting an address on it.
Public safety groups long blamed wireless companies for dragging their feet on location 911, perhaps because there's not a clear profit. But many dispatch centers aren't ready either, and there are complications with cell phone manufacturers and local phone companies. Most players in this drama expect that even with a late start, companies will get back on the FCC's schedule. But even when emergency centers everywhere get locations of 911 cell calls, tracking won't be as close as what technicians were doing at the World Trade Center crash. Verizon's Jeffrey Nelson.
The ability to move that equipment around, again handheld, was allowing us to pinpoint within inches or very small number of feet where those devices were.
At best, FCC requirements say wireless 911 location information must be accurate to within at least 50 meters, and that just means the ground address. There's no requirement a wireless phone show what floor of a tall building someone needing help is on. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.